那65年,
And then for the 65 years, they were regathered.
到了1493年,
in 1493, they were tragically split.
然后到最后, 你看,
but then in the end, they were regathered.
我要请问弟兄,
I want to ask brothers,
这是碰巧的事,
is this accidental?
难道神不是借着天上的变化,
isn't that the Lord is using the signs in the creation to remind us,
给我们看见,
to show us
这个世界所发生的事,
what happened in this world.
那最有趣的是这样,
the most interesting thing is this. And this happened in last year.
这西班牙的国会他们开会,
the Congress in Spain,
结果发表一个声明,
they had a meeting and they pronounced something.
他说1492年我们把犹太人赶走,
so in 1492 when we cast out the Jews,
这是我们的错,
this is our mistake.
所以现在我们要, 我们要来更正我们的错误。
So now we want to correct our mistake.
所以我们欢迎所有的犹太人回来。
So we welcome all the Jews to come back.
尤其是那些曾经对西班牙有贡献的犹太人, 希望他们能回来。
Especially the families that contributed to Spain in the 1492.
所以在这里一定有很多很多名字。
So there are many names there.
所以大家如果有兴趣, 你们可以到网上去看。
So if you're interested, you can go online and check it out.
如果你在网上找到你的名字的话,
So if you find your name online,
那么你就可以回到西班牙。
Then you can return to Spain.
然后你就可以拿到护照，就是那个欧盟的护照。
So you can get your European Union passport.
那这个就是刚刚发生的事。
So this just happened recently.
所以弟兄姊,
so brothers and sisters,
你想想看,
if you think about it,
神不是在历史中行走,
isn't the God moving in history?
那现在我们要问,
now we want to ask,
为什么是去年?
Why is it last year?
为什么是今年?
Why is it this year?
那么去年到底发生了什么事?
What happened last year?
今年还没有完。
So this year is not over.
所以我们相信去年跟今年,
so we believe that last year and this year,
所发生的故事,
the stories that happened,
跟以色列悲欢离合是一定连在一起,
are connected to the tragic split and the regathering of,
如果今年,
of Israel.
如果今年完全过去的话,
so if this year passes,
我们应该是完全清楚的,
so we should be very clear.
那么现在问题在这,
so the question is this.
要明白, 去年跟今年,
so we want to understand last year and this year.
那个真正的解释,
the real interpretation,
是在以赛亚书49,
is in Isaiah 49.
为什么?
Why?
还有意思一件事,
it's very interesting.
原来1948年,
in 1948,
这些以色列人到他那里去聚集,
so these, the nation of Israel, they gathered toward him.
是谁把他们带回来?
Who brought them back?
是为他们钉十字架,
is the one who was crucified for them.
也是他们说钉他的那一位,
the one whom they said, crucify him, crucify him.
经过了2000年的漂流,
after wandering for 2000 years,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
终于我们的主把他们召聚回来,
the Lord brought them back to Israel.
终于他们回到了阔别的故乡,
so they returned to their hometown.
终于耶路撒冷回到他们的怀抱,
so finally is Jerusalem returned to their bosom.
终于他们有一个国家,
now they have a nation.
就像795年到865年中间那65年所有的犹太的一个王国,
just like what happened in 1795 to 860 AD.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
这个65年跟上个60年不一样,
these 65 years and the last 65 years are not the same.
因为这个65年主说他已经动身了,
these 65 years, the Lord said he's already at the doors.
所以很可能他已经动身了,
so it's possible that he already started his journey. What does that mean?
那就是说他很快就要来到,
so he will return soon.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
因为这个缘故,
because of this,
我们要问,
we want to ask,
为什么2014年又是一次满月变候期?
Why is 2014 again the moon becoming red?
我们当然需要神话语的解释,
we need the word of God to help us interpret.
所以等到我们读到49章,
when we reach chapter 49,
我们才知道,
then we understand,
1948年,
1948,
这些犹太人,
these Jews,
以色列人,
people of Israel,
到我们主那里去聚集,
they gather to our Lord.
但是很稀奇,
but interesting,
他们不认识我,
they didn't know our Lord.
但是我们的主认识,
but our Lord knows them.
怎么回事?
What happened?
现在大家就明白,
so now you understand.
你明白以约瑟的故事,
you remember the story of Joseph.
等到这些兄弟们到耶路撒到这个埃及去,
so when the brothers came to Egypt and wanted to buy grain,
他们就到约瑟那里去聚集,
they gathered to Joseph.
到了约瑟那去聚集,
they gathered to Joseph.
他们不认识约瑟,
they didn't know Joseph.
但是约瑟认识他,
but Joseph knew them.
你想想看,
think about it.
这么多年,
all these years,
约瑟没有看见他的弟兄,
Joseph didn't see his brothers.
约瑟是个感情很丰富的,
Joseph was one full of emotions.
动不动眼泪就出来了,
so he easily teared.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
他爱弟兄的心是没有问题。
The heart towards his brothers was undoubted.
他如果看见他的弟兄。
So if he saw his brethren.
想想看。
Think about it.
如果就着约瑟来说。
Based on Joseph himself.
他应该立刻就和他们相认识。
He should have embraced them right away, right?
但他没有。
But he didn't do it.
为什么没有？
Why?
因为他知道。
He knew that.
他如果爱他的弟兄。
If he loved his brethren.
神一定要在弟兄身上做一件事。
So the Lord must do something in the brethren.
神一定要带领他们悔改。
So bring them to repent.
神一定要让他们知道说他们爱弟兄，卖弟兄是错的。
They have to know that selling out their brother was wrong.
对约瑟来讲。
For Joseph.
他一点怨恨也没有。
He had no hatred.
他什么都没有问题。
He had no problems.
他知道是神把他带到埃及来。
So he knew that God brought him to Egypt. But don't forget.
他的兄弟把他出卖了，这件事是错的。
When his brethren sold him out, that was wrong.
如果神是公义的话。
If God is righteous.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and
sisters. 他不能做好好先生。
He cannot just be a Mr. Nice.
他不能说好了我们一笔勾销什么都算了。
He said, forget everything, it's okay.
没有这件事。
No.
在神，你看见，如果一个认识神的人
，If someone that knows God，
你只要爱弟兄
，If you love brother the brother，
虽然你弟兄欺负你
，If your brother
insults you， 伤害你
，and hurt you，
你可以赦免他
，Can forgive him。
但有一件最难的事
，But the most difficult part is
这个时候你怎么告诉他说你错
？How can you tell your brother you're wrong？
你怎么告诉他说你应该回到神面前
？How do you tell him you have to return before the Lord？
我再说弟兄
，I repeat， brothers，
没有一个爱弟兄相爱像约瑟一样
，There is no love like the love of Joseph。
那个爱是真的相爱
，That love is a true love。
那个爱弟兄。是用爱心说诚实话。
He loved brethren and spoke the truth.
他一点都不妥协的。
He did not compromise.
你看见吗，弟兄？
See that?
今天许多时候我们容忍罪恶。
Oftentimes we
我们容忍错误。
We allow sin. We allow the wrong things to happen.
等到事情大了以后，我们根本就来不及了。
But when things become big, we are
是谁的错
？Why?
我们的错。
Because
我们以为我们是爱弟兄。
Because we thought we loved our brethren.
其实我们是害弟兄。
But we actually
明白吗，弟兄姊妹
？Did bad to them.
所以迟早一天主要开我们的眼睛。
So sooner or later, the Lord will open.
约瑟不一样。
So Joseph was.
你看见约瑟的确预表我们的主。
So Joseph speak of our Lord.
所以当他看见他的兄弟的时候
，So when he saw his brother.
他恨不得就和他们相认。
He wanted to come to know them.
他知道不能。他知道不能。
But he couldn't do that.
他一定要等到圣灵在他们弟兄身上做工。
So he needed to allow the Holy Spirit to do a work in them.
等到他们真的悔改的时候。
As when they truly repented.
那个时候他才和他们相认。
Then he would recognize and
后面的故事大家都知道了，对不对？
So you know the story in the end.
最后呢，约瑟的弟弟便雅悯做了人质。
So Benjamin later became
a
hostage.
那么因着做了人质的缘故
，because he became a hostage.
所以现在谁要起来说话呢
？So who has to speak for him?
因为当时是犹大替他的弟弟担保的。
Because Judah, he was the one that he was the used as take his place of his brother.
但是不要忘记
，but don't forget.
替他做保，替他做保。
Bail has served as bail for his brother.
所以我们就知道说，因为这个缘故，他告诉他父亲说，不要紧，我到时候一定会把他带回来。
So he told his father, "I will bring my brother back."
在十个兄弟里
，amongst the 10 brethren,
真正把约瑟卖掉的是犹大。
The one who sold out Joseph was Judah.
流便要帮忙啊，但是犹大。爱钱，结果就把他卖掉。
Reuben wanted to help, but Judah loved money, so that's why he sold his brother out.
所以这个时候，约瑟一定要等谁悔改呢？一定要等着约瑟悔改。
So Joseph had to wait for Judah to repent.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
现在你看他一直等，一直等，一直等。
He was waiting and waiting and waiting.
后来最后果然那个谁做了人质的，就是有这个便雅悯做了人质。
So Benjamin became a hostage.
然后他就来到约瑟面前。
So he came before Joseph.
他心里的话就出来。
So then the word of his heart came.
他这个真人就完全出来。
So his true self came forth.
因为他很着急啊。
Because he was worried.
如果现在便雅悯不能回去怎么办呢
？So Benjamin couldn't go back.
这是他一生很大的一件事情。
So it's a big thing in his life.
所以这个时候你可以完全看出犹大这个人了。
So you can see Judah.
所以犹大怎么说
？What did Judah say?
他是我的父亲的心。
Said my father's heart.
是和这童子的心相连。
It's connected with this young boy's heart.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
今天你说这个话。
When you say this,
你早几十年为什么不说这个话
？Why didn't you say this years ago?
你怎么没有想到父亲的心是和约瑟的心相连
？How come you didn't think that the father's heart was connected with Joseph's
heart? 你怎么忍心看年老的父亲
？How dare you see the older father?
看见沾满血的衣服
，saw the blood-filled clothing.
能说约瑟四岁了，约瑟被野兽撕碎。
So Joseph was crushed, killed, and this is his blood.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
为什么那一幅图画
Why is that picture?
犹大没有看在眼里。
Judah didn't see it.
但是现在到底多少年过去？
But years later.
现在圣灵在犹大身上工作。
Now the Holy Spirit was doing a work in Judah.
所以最后他这么说。
So lastly, what did he say?
我当初已答应我父亲。
I already promised my father.
现在请你把我留下。
Keep me.
让我来取代我的兄弟。
Let me take my brother's place.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
当时是他把他的兄弟卖到犹大去、
so、he
卖到埃及去
sold his brother to Egypt.
现在他是自己
Now this time,
心甘情愿
he is willing from his heart,
为着他的骨肉
for his,
为着他的兄弟
for his brother,
他愿意卖到埃及
he is willing to be sold to Egypt.
够了够了
That's enough.
这下子约瑟听不下去
Now Joseph couldn't take it.
他说你们全部退去吧
See, all of you leave.
然后他告诉他的兄弟
And he told his brethren.
我是约瑟
I am Joseph.
你们不要害怕
Don't be afraid.
是神打发你们打发我在你们以前来
God sent me before you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
终于你看你与约瑟和他的兄弟相认
Finally, Joseph, was willing to meet his brothers.
约瑟不过是预表基督
So Joseph speak is a type of Christ.
所以等到1948年以色列人到他来聚集的时候
So 1948 and 1949 when they gather towards the Lord.
这些人曾经说定他十字架定他十字架
These people once said crucify him, crucify him.
为什么呢
Why?
你要记得当主被定十字架
So when the Lord was crucified.
十个支派老早不见了
So the 10 tribes, they all disappeared.
流便支派不见了
The tribe of Reuben disappeared.
别的支派通通不见了
Other tribes disappeared.
所以请记得
So let us remember.
他们没有资格说定他十字架定他十字架
They have no right to say crucify him, crucify him.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters.
这些从巴比伦回来的犹太人
So these Jews who returned from Babylon.
犹太人就是犹大支派的人。
So from the tribe of Judah.
他们说定他十字架，定他十字架。
They said crucify him, crucify him.
所以现在明白吗
So brothers and sisters.
现在我们的主在1948年巴不得能和他们相认。
So the Lord wants to meet them in 1948.
那一年如果相认的话，整个历史就结束。
If they met them that year, then the whole history will end.
我们的主不能这样。
Our Lord cannot do that.
我们主要等他们悔改。
The Lord has to wait for them to repent.
要等到犹太。
So wait for the Jews to repent.
他们当时说定他十字架，定他十字架。
They said crucify him, crucify him.
现在神要等。
So now the Lord has to wait.
有一天，现在神要等的那一天是哪一天呢
？What day is that day?
所有以色列人、犹太人要说。
So all the house of Israel will say.
天上父亲的心。
So the heart of our father.
和他独生儿子的心是相连。
Is connected with his only begotten son.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
如果这样的话。
If it's this way,
你怎么忍心把他生独生的儿子钉在十字架
How dare you crucify the only son of God?
你明白吗
So you understand that, brothers.
所以非常的清楚
So it's very clear.
1948年
1948,
果然他们到他那里聚集
So they gathered to him.
直到今天
Until today.
犹太人不认识我们
Jews don't know the Lord Jesus.
他们还是拒绝相信
They don't want to accept the Lord Jesus.
我们的主认得他们
But our Lord knows them.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
就在他们不信的时候
So as they do not believe,
因着他们纪念神和亚伯拉罕的约
Because they remember the covenant that God with Abraham,
所以神终于把他们带回来
So God brought them back.
神召主召聚他们的时候
So as God gathered them,
他们不认识他
They didn't know him.
那现在问题
So the question is this.
自从1948年以后
From 1948,
以色列也很高兴呢
The nation of Israel is
他们终于回家了
They finally returned home.
耶路撒冷终于回到他们的怀抱了
Jerusalem returned to their bosom.
他说现在我们可以用土地来换取和平
So now we can use our land to exchange for peace.
和平在哪里
Where is the peace?
到现在没有和平
There is no peace.
原因为什么
Why?
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
为什么去年又是满月变化
Why was it last year that there was blood moon?
因为去年在以色列发生了一件重大的
Because last year in Israel, a big thing happened.
那件事是典型的给我们看见为什么我们的主一直等他们悔改
It shows us how our Lord is waiting for them to repent.
明白不明白
Do you understand?
意思就是说
In other words,
以色列人虽然回到他们的故乡
Even though the nation Israel returned to their homeland,
他们良心有没有发现
Has their conscience been awakened?
他们有没有回转到主面前
Did they repent before the Lord?
经过65年
After 65 years,
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你看见好像他们越走越远越走越远
As if they went further and further, further and further.
如果他们真的悔改
If they repented,
以色列全家都有得救。
The whole nation of Israel will be saved.
但是很可惜。
But it's a shame.
到今天为止。
Until today.
你看见说以色列人虽然他们复国了。
Even though the nation of Israel has been restored.
他们还是不肯相信耶稣基督做他们的主。
They're not willing to believe the Lord Jesus as their Savior.
所以我们的主忍耐啊。
So the Lord is patient.
再忍耐啊。
And was patient again.
等到有一天。
Until one day,
他们能够说,
they can say,
天父的心,
the heart of the Father,
和被钉在十字架那一位的心是完全相连,
and the heart of the one who was crucified is one.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
他巴不得,
he wanted to,
能够代替, 能够站在一个地位,
could stand in a place,